Kabul suffers blackout after Taliban fails to pay power bill. By Gabrielle Reyes on January 14, 2022. At least 16 Afghan provinces, including Kabul province, which contains the nation's capital city of Kabul, suffered electricity blackouts on Thursday, Afghanistan's online news service Kama Press reported. Afghanistan's state power monopoly, De Afghanistan Breshna Shirkat, DABS, issued a statement on January 12 confirming a shortage of electricity and blackout in 16 provinces, including the Afghan capital Kabul. DABS attempted to blame the power outages on Afghanistan's neighbor, Uzbekistan, which it said had decreased the amount of electricity it usually supplies to Afghanistan by 60% in recent days. Afghanistan's state-run power company neglected to mention on Tuesday that the Taliban, which seized control of Afghanistan's government on August 15, 2021, has failed to pay bills owed to its electricity suppliers, including those in Uzbekistan, since coming to power. Afghanistan does not have its own national power grid and thus relies on foreign imports for roughly 78% of its electricity supply. Electricity imports from Uzbekistan, Tajikistan and Turkmenistan account for half of Afghanistan's power consumption nationwide, with Iran providing additional supplies to the country's west. The Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal, reported on October 3, 2021. Domestic production, mostly at hydropower stations, has been affected by this year's drought, the business-focused newspaper noted of Afghanistan's power supply at the time. Afghanistan usually pays $20 million to $25 million a month in total to Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Iran, and now unpaid bills stand at $62 million, Safiullah Ahmadzai, then acting CEO of DABS, told Bloomberg on October 6, 2021. Afghanistan's neighbors could cut their power supplies to Kabul any day they want, Ahmadzai said, foreshadowing the capital's current electricity blackout. The DABS CEO said at the time he had recently asked the United Nations, UN, for assistance in paying Afghanistan's overdue power bills but had not received a response. "We've asked the UNMA in Kabul to assist the people of Afghanistan to pay the country's power suppliers as part of their humanitarian aid," Ahmadzai told Bloomberg by phone on October 6, 2021. He referred to UNMA, or the United Nations Assistance Mission in Afghanistan. "Just 38% of Afghanistan's population of 38 million have access to electricity under normal circumstances." The Taliban's seizure of power last August prompted an ongoing period of political instability in Afghanistan that has affected its power situation. The country was already beleaguered by decades of war and relied almost entirely on foreign sources, such as the United Nations and the U.S., which backed its previous government in Kabul from 2001 through August 15, 2021, for financial support. At the time of the Taliban takeover, DABS had some $40 million in cash in its accounts, Wall Street Journal recalled on October 3, 2021. The Taliban, starved of funds because of international sanctions, haven't approved the use of that money to pay invoices from power suppliers, the newspaper revealed. DABS liabilities have since grown to more than $90 million and are rising, Ahmadzai told Wall Street Journal at the time. Collection from customers, meanwhile, shrunk by 74% last month, with only $8.9 million in revenue since August 15, the newspaper reported, citing DABS officials.